Find out what we need to know. His dire brother, the one trained in a ridiculous number of methods to torture shifters and humans alike, shot him an arrogant look. You don't have to worry about that. I'll get what we need. Of that, Luke had no doubt. He left Faygo to his job as torturer and information gatherer, heading straight for Cassiel. Are you okay, Angel? The wolf didn't meet his gaze, her dark eyes locked on the ground at his feet instead. She was far from okay, but she seemed to be dealing. Luke couldn't really expect more than that, but Faygo was about to get to work. Things would likely get a little worse once he did. Luke knelt before Cassiel, patting each of her dogs, all of whom had stayed right by her side during the fight, before asking, Will you let me guard you? I really don't want you to have to see what my brother is about to do. Cassiel made no sound. Luke waited on his knees for her, ready to be rejected but hoping for some sort of sign. It came in a single paw stepping forward, then another, and another. Soon enough, he was able to sit on the ground and take the wolf in his lap, to wrap all that soft fur in his arms and stroke his hand along her spine to calm her, to calm himself too. She was just so small. Your wolf has always been inside you, he whispered, nuzzling into the fur on her neck. She is a part of you, but has been neglected for so long. I'm sorry I forced you to shift, but I couldn't stand the thought of you getting hurt in the fight. Your human side is much weaker than your wolf one, slower, too. Cassiel perked up at that, her ears straightening and her head cocking. Luke would have laughed, but the sounds of Faygo doing his job behind him definitely weren't funny. Come, sweet angel, rest your head against my chest. She pulled back as if wanting to look over his shoulder, her body stiffening at the sounds slowly building from behind them. This isn't what you think. Those other men, those shifters, had a sickness. Something dark and dangerous building around them and spoiling the whole area. I've been following them for a long time, and they've been in a lot of trouble. Luke felt her body relax under his hand, so he resumed stroking her back. When I first met them, I sensed the feminine spirits of two women with them. I no longer do, and I'm afraid that they've squirreled the women away somewhere against their will. That's why Faygo is doing what he's doing. We have to save those women, if they're even still alive. The sound of a bone breaking preceded a scream that made Cassiel shake. Luke needed to distract her, so he did the only thing he could think of. He spoke. I was born centuries ago on another continent, in a country that no longer exists. I was raised in a pack, but eventually left it and found my brothers. All of us, the men, we're direwolves, an ancient breed with very few members alive anymore. We used to think we were the only seven left, but we have intel that there may be more in Australia. Cassiel curled closer, fitting herself against his chest, warming him literally and figuratively. That was a sign of trust, a move of acceptance. That was progress. We direwolves fight on behalf of the president of the National Association of the Lycan Brotherhood, the ruling party over wolf shifters in the United States. We handle missions for him when there are no other options but for us to go in. The women here, like you, are Omega Wolves. Powerful in their own right. They are a true gift to the fates. We Dyers were alone for most of our very long lives. And then Bez met Serial while on a mission. Then Levi met Amy. Slowly each of my brothers found their mates. They fought for them. Luke leaned closer. Just as I will fight for you, my angel.